listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. In breaking news out of the US, R. Kelly has been sentenced to 30 years jail time for running a scheme to abuse young women. The R&B star was convicted for sex trafficking last year. The sentence handed down overnight after hearing from survivors. Prosecutors are satisfied with the decision.
It's a significant outcome for all victims of R. Kelly, and especially for the survivors who so bravely testified about the horrific and sadistic abuse they endured.
Meantime, in France, 20 men have been found guilty over the Paris Bataclan theatre terror attack, which killed 130 people. The only surviving attacker from the 2015 massacre has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. It's the most severe sentence possible in France. Back home now, and legendary South Australian footy player Neil Knuckles Curley has died in a car crash overnight. The 88-year-old was towing a trailer when he crashed through a fence and into a paddock. And we're being urged to shop around when it comes to our power supplier, with price hikes on the cards from today. Josh Gibson from One Big Switch is warning households some retailers are trying to move customers onto plans as high as 32% more than the government price.
It's not surprising, because we've seen some smaller retailers in recent weeks increasing rates by 100% or even, in one case, 285%. There are some massive increases in wholesale prices over the past year. Those are being passed on to customers.
Listener.